As early as 1992, Elder Paisios of Mount Athos, an Orthodox monastic enclave on Greece's northeastern shore, gave a series of prophecies to a group of visiting monks, predictions which, remarkably, are now unfolding right before our very eyes. Elder Paisios began his clear-sighted and clairvoyant vision by warning of the dangers of the then newly formed European Union. When the opening question was asked of Elder Paisios by the visiting monks, "How do you view the change taking place in Europe?" the Holy Elder answered,
"Christ will use these events for his own plan. The European Union is not the United States of America. For America, in its time, the unity of the states was beneficial. But hiding behind this so-called European Union is a Zionist dictatorship.
A Zionist dictatorship, as seen through the clairvoyant eyes of Elder Paisios as early as 1992? Yes, for what began as a supposedly economic union has over the years been transformed into an atheistic cultural union, heavily influenced, as Elder Paisios predicted, by Zionist Jewish interests. Indeed, EU's governing body out of Brussels denies the role of Christendom's formative influence of Europe. The EU forbids any mention of Christmas in Europe's public schools, while the Jewish Antichrist holiday of Hanukkah has been incorporated and promoted by Europe's leaders as central to European culture. The question was put to Elder Paisios again, but with a different twist. If we keep the Orthodox traditions, can we influence the European Union for orthodoxy in Christ? The Holy Elder answered with a greater emphasis on the Judaic tyranny of the EU. "Who listens to us anyways? You may want to help, but will they allow you? They will tell you to believe whatever you like, but at the same time, they will put you in their basket. They will have complete control over you and will guide you according to their plans. Behind this satanic system hides a Zionist dictatorship. The Jews have worked on this for years, planning to govern the world." When, during the closing first session with the visiting monks, the question was asked about the reign of the Antichrist, Elder Paisios prefaced his answer by outlining the economic plan of the Jews and the significance of the number 666. Even some are not familiar with St. John's writings in the Revelation about the number 666 belonging to the Antichrist. Judging from the events of our times, one could still understand what is happening. For the Zionist Jews, the three digits, 666, is a measure for their universal financial world order, a symbol of subjugation to them. Elder Paisios explained that the three-digit number 666 is a symbol for Judaic world hegemony that was foreshadowed in the Old Testament during the reign of King Solomon. All the surrounding kings brought gold to King Solomon. The weight was 666 talents each year, as recorded in the Old Testament book of the Chronicles of the Kings. It was a financial symbol, an established measure that every king subjected to King Solomon had to pay. The Jews today are planning to control the world economy. They will have the ability to do this with a Brussels supercomputer. They will be able to monitor each one of us, monitoring all our information and all of our finances. The world economy will eventually be in the Jews' hands. Amazing, isn't it? What is unfolding before our very eyes was predicted by Elder Paisios of the Holy Mountain way back in 1992. Zionist Jewry now has total control of the world economy. But don't let them take control of your very souls.